Hello, I'm Nancy Dineen. You're listening to Classical IPR. And today we have a special guest host. Leelani Sterrett is a member of the New York Philharmonic. Welcome, Leelani.
It's really good to be here.
You're also from Michigan. In fact, from Northern Michigan.
That's Manton, where I grew up. I went to middle school and high school there until I came to Interlochen, actually.
The Interlochen Arts Academy.
That's right. I did my last 2 years of high school there. I graduated in 2004 and changed my life. That's why I'm here now in New York.
How did you arrive at playing the horn?
So I started horn at age 10. I was in fifth grade and I started in my public school band. And I come from a musical family. My mom is an amateur flute player. We listened to a lot of public radio, Interlochen public radio to be specific, growing up. So I was surrounded by classical music. So I was really excited to pick the band instrument. And originally I wanted to play saxophone. And my mom, in fact, really liked the horn and sort of saw that as an instrument for me. So I think ultimately she sold me on it and maybe had the band director in on it because there was a lot of, it'd be really special if you wanted to choose the horn. There's only going to be two horn players. And of course, I totally bought in. But for me, it ended up being the perfect pick. I love the instrument. I cannot imagine playing anything else.
We're so excited to have you as our guest host. Tell us why you chose the first movement of Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto.
I discovered it in high school. I had a roommate who was a violin player, and I sort of learned, Mendelssohn, Tchaikovsky, all these famous violin concertos through her, and I came across this recording of Hilary Hahn playing with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and it was the Barber Violin Concerto. I just thought it was the most lush and gorgeous, but also bittersweetly sad piece of music I had ever heard, and I just remember listening to it pretty much nonstop for a good long portion of my junior year of high school. Thank you.
That was the first movement of Samuel Barber's violin concerto, performed by soloist Hilary Hahn with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. You're listening to Classical IPR, and today we have a special guest host, Leelanee Sterrett. Next, Leelanee, you've chosen the fourth movement of Anton Bruckner's Eighth Symphony.
Well, I'm a big Bruckner fan. I love that the music is just this huge mountain. Basically, when you're performing or listening to it, you go on this journey from start to end. This last movement in particular, when I listen to this, I feel like I'm in some sort of fantasy action movie. It sort of tends to elevate whatever I'm doing at the moment. You feel this weight of expectation on you, like great things could happen or great things are expected of you. And this is the soundtrack to whatever that might be.
Thank you.
the final section of the fourth movement of Anton Bruckner's Eighth Symphony. Zubin Mehta conducted the Israel Philharmonic, and that was music chosen for you by hornist Leilani Sterrett, joining us as guest host today on Classical IPR. Leilani, next you've brought for us a performance by the London Sinfonietta. It's music by Thomas Addis from Living Toys. Tell us a little bit about this movement titled Angels.
So this is a chamber work for sort of a reduced orchestra. You'll hear a lot of woodwinds, a lot of percussion, and there's some brass instruments in there too. But this is much smaller than an orchestral piece. I would say of living composers currently, I'm most intrigued by Thomas Addis's music. I've begun to explore it a little more over the last couple of years. I love the way he uses rhythmic motifs and the way he uses instruments in combination to create really unique colors and gestures. There's something for me in this movement particular from Living Toys, which is called Angels, is the title of this movement. There's something very haunting about it, and it's music that sort of just crackles with energy, and I find it so fascinating to hear this music. It's almost like an object that you can rotate and look at from a lot of different directions.
Angels from Living Toys by Thomas Addis. The London Sinfonietta was performing here on Classical IPR's Music at Midday. The music this hour is chosen for you by Leilani Sterrett, hornist in the New York Philharmonic. She's from here in northern Michigan, and she's taken the time to join us today to share pieces of music that would go into her Hour of Favorites. Next, it's an Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, and you've chosen On the Summit.
This is just a gratuitous choice by me as a horn player who loves playing Strauss. And in this particular episode of this larger piece, which is depicting a day of trekking up a mountain from sunrise to sunset, and along the way we see cows in the field and we encounter waterfalls and a storm picks up, but this is the moment where you arrive on the summit. And generously, Strauss has given the primary theme to the horns, and everybody plays this gorgeous Straussian theme together. So this is just music that every horn player loves to play. It's very powerful, and to play it when you're on stage with your colleagues is is a really special moment in any performance, and I love the sort of camaraderie that it builds. And so this is just a tune that I really love.
On the Summit from An Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss. Gerard Schwartz conducts in this performance featuring the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. On the Summit from An Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss. Gerard Schwartz conducted the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, and this music was chosen by Leilani Sterrett. She's our guest host this hour. She's a member of the New York Philharmonic and has taken the time to join us for Music at Midday. Leilani, you've got some Prokofiev lined up for us from Romeo and Juliet, and you say that there's quite an amazing horn lick in this movement.
Yes, this is another moment where I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I picked horn. This is awesome. It's a really fantastic moment in the music and also in the scope of the ballet, Romeo and Juliet, from which this movement comes from, that ballet. And so this, as the title suggests, Romeo and Juliet before parting. This would be the last time they see each other alive. And it's sort of emotional. But in this selection, we hear a lot of the themes that were laid down earlier in the ballet for each of the characters and their love kind of established and build. And then the music is filled with tension up until this moment. And the first time I heard it, it was unexpected because it's about 4 minutes into the selection. And all of a sudden, it's like the bottom just drops out and you feel this sweep of motion in the strings. It's almost like waves on the ocean, and the horns just take off with this melody that swoops from really low down in the range, and it goes up super high, cresting over the top. And it's totally exhilarating. It's just a moment of sheer joy.
Thank you.
Before Parting from Romeo and Juliet by Sergei Prokofiev. That music, performed by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, with Paavo Järvi conducting, was chosen by our guest host today, Leelani Sterrett. We have this selection you've made next. It's the Grand Pianola music by John Adams, and this movement is On the Dominant Divide.
This is a piece for very large orchestra, but this also has solo piano parts with it. So this is the third movement of a three-movement piece called On the Dominant Divide, as you said. And I don't remember when I first heard a recording of someone from the so-called minimalist movement. It might have been a Philip Glass CD, but I shortly after hearing that, found John Adams, and we actually played a piece by John Adams when I was a student at Interlaken in the Arts Academy, which definitely expanded my horizons at that point. But I discovered this music, and this type of music, you can sort of climb into it and look around and experience it happening around you. The harmonies tend to be slow moving, although I wouldn't say this is a slow piece of music. This is actually, like the Romeo and Juliet you just heard, is a piece of just exhilaration again, total exuberance. Just music that you experience in the moment. Some parts of it feel timeless, like you're floating in space with these chords sort of unfolding all around you. And this one really just always makes me smile at the end. It makes me feel so happy to be a musician and to be involved in this sort of work and bringing to life pieces like this, because it's really special to feel this way.
Thank you.
on the Dominant Divide from Grand Pianola Music by John Adams. The London Sinfonietta, performed with pianists John Alley and Sheila Sutherland. You're listening to Music at Midday from Classical IPR. I'm Nancy Dineen, and our guest host today is Leilani Sterrett. She's a hornist in the New York Philharmonic. Leilani Sterrett has chosen amazing music for us this hour, and next, it's a work by Benjamin Britten.
This is the Nocturne from the Britten Serenade. Now, this particular movement sort of sets up a dialogue between the tenor voice and the horn. The text is along the lines of, "Blow, bugle, blow, set the wild echoes flying." And while the tenor is singing these lines, the horn is answering back with this cascading bugle echo type call. It's very evocative. There's also a string orchestra, which is the accompaniment in this piece. And they're creating this sort of landscape through which the tenor and horn are echoing each other. And it's really beautiful. And the music has a lot of open space, I would say, this music in it. You feel like you're out of doors. And that's sort of the intent, I feel, maybe, of the whole piece. I have to confess, this is my favorite piece of music, not just for horn. This is my favorite piece of music from the whole classical repertoire. It just happens to have a prominent horn part in it, which I feel very lucky that's the case. But this is a set of songs, basically, by English poets. And they range in dates. There's some medieval poetry and kind of goes up through more modern poetry. They're all sort of songs of the night or songs musing on life and death. And the use of the horn is sort of a throwback in this piece. The horn has a long history as a signaling instrument, as a religious instrument, as a war instrument, until it became more refined into the concert instrument that it is today. And I think a lot of these songs touch on that history or strike a chord, strike a nerve in that line. So this music, to me, it's sort of indescribable. It's such an incredible gift from Britten that he wrote this for us. It's beautiful, and you feel the weight of history for me when I play this music. And this is one of my favorite movements, I would say, from it. It's really stunning.
Thank you.
The Nocturne from the Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings by Benjamin Britten. Marie Louisa Neunecker was the hornist performing with tenor Ian Bostrich. This is Interlochen Public Radio's Music at Midday. Today we have guest host Leilani Sterrett. She's in the New York Philharmonic and she has spent quite a bit of time in Michigan. In fact, she's from Manton and she was a student at the Interlochen Arts Academy and graduated a few years back. She took the time to be with us today and brought an hour filled with tremendous selections. Leilani, I couldn't appreciate more the outlook you share and the information you give about not just these pieces of music, but how they make you feel.
Yeah, I just love what I do, and I love to talk about it.
Hello, this is Alec Baldwin, inviting you to listen to Interlochen Public Radio's live broadcast of the New York Philharmonic from Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tune in at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 19th for pre-concert coverage with everything you'll need before the downbeat at 3. That's the New York Philharmonic on Interlochen Public Radio and at classicalipr.org.